right, Rumor Boy, it's a little after 5.
Yes, it is.
We've been talking about the important message that we were going to have on DRE.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, since we're kind of opening things up here, we may as well let it be known in the general public that Rumor Boy is actually our boss here, Program Director Jim McGuinn.
Hello, you've been world there. And people of Philadelphia.
Well, yeah, we have something very important to speak about.
This is strange.
Yeah.
It's very odd to be here actually saying this. But you know what? This is the best group of listeners, I think, that we've ever worked with.
Ever I have
and,
in my life.
You know, we've always tried to pride ourselves on telling the truth to the listeners, whether it was in how we do things or inviting them along to the things that we're doing. There's been a lot of speculation and a lot of rumors floating around in the press over the past couple of weeks. And, yeah, a lot of them are true.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, WDRE was sold to a company called Radio One Broadcasting, and it will be changing formats soon.
Yes. And the only thing is we don't know exactly what it's going to be changing
turning
to.
Into. We don't know what the new format's going to be, but we do know that it won't be modern rock.
Right.
So that means that we are going to be all losing our jobs.
We're
going to
be gone, basically. So this is nothing that we're happy about.
No, but we did decide that since we do have the best listeners in the world.
Yes.
And since we've had such an incredible time, I know you and I have been here about a year and a half, and
right.
Marilyn Russell's here in the studio, and she's been here for 4 years working at DRE, that we're going to go out with a big bang.
And if we put on some parties or what? Good God.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing tops DRE Fest.
Absolutely not.
That was huge.
That was awesome.
The Christmas show was giant.
Yep. And you're right. The whole staff got together and we're like, you know, it's not DRE style to just fizzle out. There's no way. No way we can just fizzle out.
Gotta go out with a bang and not a whimper.
So we came up with a plan.
So we're going to have a party.
Yep.
A party to end all parties. February 7th is the date. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 o'clock. Your last chance to hang out with the folks from DRE. It's going to be our last night broadcasting on the air.
And we will be live from the venue that we are going to be at.
Live from the Electric Factory, and we're bringing along some friends. G-Lovin' Special Sauce and Fun-Lovin' Criminals.
Awesome. It's going to be a great show.
So it should be a really great show. All the jocks are going to be there. We're probably going to be giving away everything. Emptying out our closets.
Totally.
Of everything. And we'll even be giving away Marilyn Russell that night, I think. We want to thank everybody that's been just so great to us.
Absolutely.
And invite y'all to come on out.
Yeah.
And
There's a lot of people who have been very cool to us the whole time we've been here. I don't know if we want to go through and list a whole bunch of people right now. But
we'll have a big old thank you to hand out, sure, February 7th.
Yeah, I mean, from the press in town, like the city paper and stuff like that, to, you know.
Even our friends over at MMR. I mean, let's come out and say, you know, Matt and Elise and everybody that we've been friends with.
And XPN and all the stations in town have been really great to us since this actually kind of went down.
XPN, they play DR Regional.
They play stuff.
Gotta love that.
Now that we're done, we can plug other radio stations.
And we play that Jeffrey Gaines cut that was recorded
That's
at one of their
right.
shows.
Exactly.
Christ's sake.
Exactly. You know, but especially the listeners, and we want to say thanks to you guys, and that's why we're doing this. We're saying let's party. Let's not go out. I'm sure it'll be sad and bittersweet, but let's try to have as much fun as we can. And I just want to say this before, because I know we're going to get flooded with calls and letters and stuff, but it doesn't do any good to protest either to the people that own WDRE right now or the people that are buying it.
Right.
The only thing that you can do is try to show the people of Philadelphia that own other radio stations and other media properties that there's an audience for what we do.
So, exactly, because this is going to happen no matter what. It's a done deal. This far into the game,
it's a done deal.
Which we didn't find out until, you know, just recently what's going to be happening. Yeah. We did what we could to try to save DRE.
Yep.
And I also want to stress, the reason this is happening, and maybe those of you who have read some of the stuff in the paper and whatnot about it, but it wasn't from a lack of response or a lack of ratings or anything like that. It was simply business.
Exactly.
Bottom line. So we kicked ass in Philadelphia.
Yep.
And I still thank everybody, and we're going to rage, you know.
Totally, totally. And you know what? It sounds like a joke, but this is true. A portion of the proceeds from this show is going to go to help the severance of the disc jockeys.
Yes! 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 Are we even going to give some to Spike?
Well, we'll have to vote on
that. We'll talk about that.
Exactly. So it's February 7th. It's a Friday night at the Electric Factory. Tickets are only $10. They go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. G Lovin' Special Sauce and Fun Lovin' Criminals providing the music. And we'll be there broadcasting the whole thing live, playing the tunes from right there in the club. And talking to people on the air that night, I'm sure.
I can't say for sure, but I'm going to attempt to put on a little show, and I'm going to try to vomit on stage.
Yes!
In front of the entire crowd. So,
Preston, it takes a real talent to do that.
I think I might be able to do it. I'm not sure. Also, you know, if you guys have any questions or whatever, feel free to call the DRE request lines. Don't, you know, drive our receptionist crazy, though.
Right.
But, go ahead and tell your friends what's going on, and of course, come to the show.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're really upset, the best thing you can do is probably write a letter to the city paper or the Weekly or the Inquirer or get Action News out there to cover this thing.
That's exactly what you want to do. So, call the newspapers and call the television stations.
Because we think that modern rock should continue in Philadelphia, and hopefully someone will be smart enough to pick it up.
And maybe some of us will have a part of that. Who knows? You never know, man. It's a weird business.
Your fingers crossed.
We'll DJ for food.
Absolutely. All right, well, Friday, tickets go on sale 10 a.m. It's going to be on the 7th
of February
at the Electric Factory, $10.
That's it.
G-Love, man.
Beautiful.
And, of course, Fun Loving Criminals.
Last chance for those GRE ice scrapers, too.
Exactly. We'll be blowing out everything. All right, thank you, Philly. We're going to be around for a while, so don't freak out. Here's music from G-Love on DRE.
Yo, can I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. I swear to y'all, it's mine.
1039 DRE, Philadelphia's Modern Rock, 60 minutes nonstop. Yeah, Rumor Boy, do you want to say something?
I don't know. Just this is intense. We've been taking the phone calls, people are very upset, and we're upset.
We are upset.
You know? And we're not trying to make light of it, but we feel the only way we can deal with it is to try to have as much fun as we can.
Exactly.
You know, we found out this was happening right about the end of the year, that it was going to be sold and that it was probably going to change formats. And the first thing we did is the staff got together. This shows how foolish we are if we work here at DRE, right? So DRE sells for what, $20 million?
Yeah.
So we got together and bought lottery tickets. Everybody put in $5. We got $150
worth,
of lottery tickets, because I think the Keystone lottery was up to $24 million. So
would
we thought
just enough.
Maybe if we could win, we could talk them into selling it to us.
So we did what we could.
I think we won $13.
I know. Next, we're going to raffle off Marilyn Russell.
That may
we
that
have
may bring in
had
million.
Some offers.
We have. You thought that Tickle Me Elmo thing
was big. You know, this will be good because I had to do the Tickle Me Elmo because Brett was out. So now I won't have to be a part of it. I'll just stand there and let you guys do it. You know, raffle me off.
That's not
because I'm out
idea.
$5 on that whole lottery thing. So I'd like to get some of that back.
Exactly.
All right. In case you just tuned in, DRE, TF, bye bye. No longer gone.
Has been sold.
Has been sold, and the format will change. But we're going to have one last party, and that's going to be Friday the 7th. And the tickets are going to go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. $10, live music from Fun Loving Criminals and G-Love. And we're going to be broadcasting live the whole thing.
That's
from
gonna be
there.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to try to have fun the last night. There will be tears shed.
I'll
tell you this. But but we're going to have a good time. And like I said, I'm going to try to vomit on stage just to, you know.
I think that's when everyone's going to cry.
Give the kids.
Yeah.
Just from the smell.
Give the kids something to see.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, tickets on sale Friday. Be ready for that. We'll continue to hang out a little bit and talk some more about it for those who may be just tuning in. And I'll still have the lame-ass trivia question at about 5:30 or so. Music from Bush.
What
this
was
is
the
Greedy
first
Fly.
Song played on DRE? That could be a good lame-ass trivia.
Possibly.
Question.
That may be the answer, right. Or the question.
Give away the answer.
This is Greedy Fly on DRE.
Program.
DRE. 1039 DRE, Philly's Modern Rock, The Police. I haven't played that one in a long time, and what the hell, we're going out of business. May as well play whatever I want to now. Now, in case you guys didn't hear about it, those of you who may have just tuned in, because we've had a couple calls, people saying, what happened? What's going on? DRE was sold. The radio station was sold. We're under new ownership. And as of February 8th, they will be changing the format, what it will go to. We're not really sure, but it won't be Modern Rock. So we've decided to have a party. One last hoorah, one last bash. All the jocks will be there. Everyone from DRE will be broadcasting live. We'll have live music from G-Love and Special Sauce and also Fun Loving Criminals. This is going to be on the 7th, okay? 7th of February at the Electric Factory, which, by the way, we love those guys at EFC. And tickets are going to go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. $10 are all that they cost. So this is going to be a hell of a bash. Big, 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 big bash. And we'll be throwing out all kinds of free stuff all night long, and who knows what's going to happen. So if you're pissed about it, don't call and complain to the ownership. Just call up the city paper or the Inquirer or your television station. Let them know how you feel, and we'll see if we can get some things out that way.
Can Congress do something?
Possibly. Call your congressman. Call your representative. but anyhow, you know, just go ahead and do something like that rather than really cause problems for stuffier people at the station and whatnot. Anyhow, I'm babbling now. We got to do lame-ass trivia next. And, I got to tell you that the work release program is brought to you by Delaware Mitsubishi. Stop in today and register to win their sweet sweepstakes. A sweet at Philadelphia Phantoms game with your friends and Sean Podine of the Philadelphia Flyers, and also McDonald's. Did you have your break today? Which, by the way, lame-ass trivia next will hold a pair of tickets to go to Phantoms Friday. This Friday as they take on the Carolina Monarchs. So listen closely. It will be a DRE question. We will do it next.
Hey, there's a new city in town. Welcome to Digital City Philadelphia on America Online.